Coach, congratulations. You wrap up an undefeated season, your fifth time in 6 years, your 19th straight district win, and a shutout win over Cimarron here tonight. And you guys put a pretty good effort once again here tonight.
They were pretty focused. You know, I'm pretty proud of the way they come out and performed. And, you know, give a lot of credit to Cimarron for all their injuries and, you know, kind of fighting through and, you know fighting an uphill battle also.
Well, you guys very efficient on offense tonight. Your first six offensive possessions you scored, and that includes the punt return in the second quarter, or does not include the punt return for a touchdown in the second quarter. It was kind of a bizarre second quarter because you scored 21 points. 14 of those were on touchdown drives with your offense, and your offense only runs five plays in that quarter.
Well, it was kind of crazy. At one point, I think we probably had more points than we had total yards. because the first drive with the shank punt was about a 20-yarder. And then, we got the ball down inside the 5 or 10 with the interception. So, I mean, just kind of a crazy game. But, you know, a lot of different people, you know, played a big part in it also. So, you know, that was the cool thing about it, was so many people involved.
Once again, it is Scott City Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Scott City shutting out Cimarron 49-0 to claim the District 16 championship. And senior night, you got a lot of different seniors involved in the play, including one, James Juergens, getting his first touchdown catch of the year, or first touchdown run of the year, excuse me. He also had Chance Yeager scoring on senior night, and Trey O'Neill, Brett Meyer hooked up twice, and Trey also was slowing once tonight here.
And then did Marshall get in?
No, he didn't. He was close
okay,
on that
well,
one.
He got caught on the two. That's his fault. But, no, I mean, we got some nice seniors. Yeah. I mean, you know, they're really, you know, nice kids on top of being good football players. And, you know, they've come a long way. If you think back, you know, when they were eighth graders, they were, I'm thinking just a game over 500. And, you know, so by the time you combine the different classes and, you know, kind of get everybody going, it's pretty special feeling for those guys to be, you know, sitting here undefeated at the end of the regular season. And you know, that's it's a special feat. You know, it's not something, I mean, you know, we've had a couple, but it's not something that you take for granted with, the type of competition we have in our league. You know, you got Ulysses sitting at, 7-2, you know, hopefully tomorrow after they win. And, you know, you got a Holcomb, if they win tomorrow night, they're going to be sitting at 8-1. And, you know, to beat those two teams and, you know, to have, have that record that we do says a whole lot about the effort and the commitment that our guys have put in.
It's just that hard work pays off. It's kind of a marathon as they grow from 7th to 8th graders up to their high school years. You take a look ahead. It's Tuesday night. You're going to be here, looks like, against Ellsworth. And Ellsworth, a team that I don't think Scott City's ever faced before. So just 5-day turnaround there and get to learn a new team.
Yeah, we've got some film on them already. So, I mean, you know, you don't like to peek ahead. But, man, you know, you're at home, you know, at night, and you can't sleep, so I mean, you pop the old iPad open, and you know, get on the old football deal. And you know, I think, you know, one night I looked at four different teams that, you know, we could possibly face, and just looked at, you know, maybe about 10 plays from each team, just to look at their personnel. And you know, Ellsworth has a pretty young team. You know, they're not real big. I mean, they got a big linebacker and they got a big nose guard on the defensive side, and I'm sure those guys play offense also, have a nice quarterback. And you know, they run a little spread action, and that's something I guess everybody's going to, you know, start to do or continue to do here in the future. But, you know, defensive-wise, they'll probably play a 5-2. It may be a 3-4 with the linebackers walked up. But, you know, our guys, are excited. I mean, we talk about this time of the season. It's a special part of the season. This is when you go make your legacy as a class and as a group. And, I'm going to give a little shout-out to our second group of offense. I mean, man, they come out here, and, man, they had about an 85-yard drive right there.
Yeah.
And, whether you score a touchdown at the end or not, whether people agree or not, I mean, we didn't need the 7 points on the board. I know Coach Rath appreciated it, and, you don't need to run the score up. But at the same time, it's nice to see our kids be successful right there. I mean, Jess Drillman, Trey Stewart, both those guys get pounded on in practice, and, you know, they went out there and made, you know, a couple of really nice plays.
Ooh, yeah, I thought the drone was going to take it to the house there.
he's gotten a little bit quicker. I mean, you know, I'd love to see, you know, him put on 15 pounds for next year, because we got a bunch of those guys who are just a little undersized now, and they just need to kind of mature and eat a couple extra helpings of potatoes and, you know, turn into players for us next year.
Scott City into the playoffs officially for the 9th straight year. It begins Tuesday night here at home, looks like, against Ellsworth.
And it will be at 6, yes. 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock kickoff. Appreciate that, Coach. And thanks for stopping by here, and we'll see you next week.
All right, sounds great, Ann. Thanks.